So our second award winner, our next Community Impact Award honoree, was born and raised in Bryan, Texas. He is a 1989 graduate of Bryan High School and a 1994 graduate of Texas A&M University. His great-grandfather was the first Mexican citizen to arrive and settle in Bryan, Texas in 1898. During our honoree's time at Texas A&M University, he worked at a local Hispanic radio station as a disc jockey. There he became more attuned to the needs of the local community through radio events, fundraisers, and requests for community support and activism. Following his graduation from Texas A&M University with a degree in political science, he sought to further utilize his educational and social background to aid others, and therefore entered the Thurgood Marshall School of Law in Houston. He has been practicing law since 1999. Our honoree has been practicing law with his law partner, Louis Jeanbert, at the Rodriguez and Jeanbert Law Firm since 2001. Louis Jeanbert is also a 1992 graduate of Texas A&M University and earned his law degree from the University of Houston in 1995. The law firm of Rodriguez and Jeanbert specializes in criminal defense, family law, personal injury law, and immigration law, and has served thousands of clients in the Brazos Valley with excellent and experienced advocacy. As an attorney, our honoree has sought justice for thousands of clients who have been charged with crimes or injured. He advocates for equal justice and rights and is a voice for the voiceless. He is a member of the Texas Trial Lawyers Association, Texas Criminal Defense Lawyers Association, and the American Association for Justice. In addition to his professional contribution to improving this community, our honoree willingly participates in many local community improvement projects and groups. Weekly, he hosts KTAMU's Consejos Legales, our legal advice, which has sustained one of the largest listening base ratings of any program on Spanish radio in the Brazos Valley. Through the radio program, our honoree not only provides general education about a host of legal issues, but he provides a forum for discussion of issues that impact the Hispanic community. He has served as the former president and is the current fundraising chair for the Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station, and has participated many years as a member of the council to the Fiestas Patrias Americanas, Mexicanas, let me get that right, of Bryan College Station. He has served on the advisory board for the Gear Up project at Bryan ISD and has served as a mentor for the Brazos County Juvenile Department. He is a past member of the board of directors and executive committee for the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce and currently serves as a commissioner of planning and zoning for the city of Bryan. Our honoree has been married to his wife of 14 years, Marie, who is a managing partner and director of the Bryan-based law firm, Rogers, Miller, and Rodriguez, PC. Together, our honoree and Marie have three children, Sebastian, age 11, Ellie, age 9, and Desi, age 2. The family are active members of Santa Teresa Catholic Church and St. Joseph Catholic Church in Bryan. It is our privilege to introduce our 2018 Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Award winner, Joseph Jody Rodriguez of the law firm of Rodriguez and Jeanbert PLLC.
Yes, sir.
Howdy. First, I'd like to thank the Chamber, CEO, President Glenn Brewer, checks in the mail, Glenn. Our current chair, Crystal Dupree, past chair, David O'Neill, and our chair-elect, Vicki Ryan. Thank you to all the ambassadors and staff, and also to my good friend, Royce Hickman, past president and CEO of the Chamber. I'm delighted today, we are delighted, my firm, Lewis and I, to share this day with these other fine honorees that are being honored here today. Jennifer Ganner of the Dixie Chicken and her sister Katie. Jennifer's a dear friend of mine, and I think I left my backpack a few times there at the chicken. Also to Christy Fox Satsky, congratulations. I now know who's going to sell my home. I'd like to thank my beautiful bride, Marie, She's an accomplished attorney in her own right, and for standing by me, standing by my side through all the efforts of our firm, all my activism and boards and community events. As you know, when you serve, you have to have someone who's strong and a supportive spouse to go to all these events and really give up your time, and my wife has been there throughout. Thank you, sweetheart. Thanks to my parents who are here today, Greg Rodriguez and Josie Ramirez. Mom, thank you for showing me what grit means. She's tougher than a $2 steak. To my dad, thank you for showing me about compassion and activism for those that are less fortunate. To my in-laws, Marco and Rita Portales, who are here with me today, thank you for being our support system for our kids and me and my wife. Thank you for all you do for us. You all deserve credit for the success of our firm and our accomplishments. To my law partner, Louis Jambert, and I had to learn that early on because I would always refer to him, hey, this is my partner, Louis, and people would look at me like, oh, as long as you're okay with that, Jody, but this is my law partner, Louis. I've known Louis for a long time. We were fraternity brothers at Texas A&M University, Kappa Sigma fraternity. Kenny Lawson's also my fraternity brother. He was my roommate in college, and he's been my business partner for a long time now. And Louis, your knowledge of the law, your pragmatic approach to business has been a key to our success. And I want to thank you for your friendship for all these years. You know, I tell people all the time, they ask me how Louis and I went into business together. And I say, you know, it's amazing. Only in America can a dyed-in-the-wool conservative like Louis, the son of the colonel in the quartermaster's corps, and me, a Democrat, son of a migrant worker, throw their lot in together and have the success we've had. That's America. And I tell Louis, maybe we ought to take this show to Washington and show them how it's done. To our staff, as you all know, if you run a small business or a large business, the strength of your operation is your team. And I just want to thank my team here today. Roberto Rodriguez, Joe Acosta, thank you for your professionalism and your dedication to our firm. To Stacy, who's been with me for 12 years, Stacy Moore, I can't say enough what you mean to our firm. Thank you for all your years of dedication. Thank you so much. We are honored here to receive this award because of the title of the award, Community. I love this community. And if you listen to the bio, my roots run about as deep as they can get in this community. And I always have friends and other colleagues from all over ask me, why do you live in Bryan College Station? I said, I love Bryan College Station. I am Bryan College Station. We'll continue to give a voice to the voiceless and seek justice for those that have been harmed or injured. I just want to thank everyone here today. Thank you for being here, and thank you to the honorees. Congratulations.